Rotatoes! It is Friday, which means we are back with another episode, and you know what time it is. It's time for a brand new arc, which means you get the full episode today. So excited for you to listen to Arc 7, one of the funniest arcs of Rotating Heroes. I mean, the cast for this is just unreal. But before I let you get into that, I have two really cool things to say, which is that very soon, merchandise will be coming to Rotating Heroes, but if you want to get your hands on it, you need to make sure that you are at least on the free membership tier on our Patreon, because that's where all of the updates will be. We aren't going to be able to make masses and masses of the merch, so if you're going to stand any chance of getting your hands on some, then the only way you're going to do it is to get on the Patreon. Even if you just sign up as a free member on there, that's where you'll get the updates, because we'll be posting and we'll make it like a free, like a public post, but only if you're like actually signed up on the Patreon. So it's a great time to sign up on the Patreon, even if you just do it as a free member. And the second cool thing is that today, we will be announcing the cast. In fact, by the time you're listening to this, the cast of the new arc of Arc 12 will be announced. And if you want to hear that, of course, the only place to be is the Rotating Heroes Patreon, where if you sign up as a free member, you will get access to the post, which will tell you all about Arc 12 and the Rotators. And let me tell you, it is three brand new Rotators never before seen in the Rotating Heroes universe. And oh my goodness, at least two of them, Dimension 20 stars that have not yet been on the show. That's right. So, I mean, come on. You gotta go and check it out. So head over to the Patreon link that's in the description below, and you all you have to do is sign up on there on Patreon. You're probably already a member on Patreon. You just sign up as a free member. You don't have to pay a single thing, and then you get all of the updates on there as and when they come out. Thanks so much. I hope you enjoy listening to Arc 7 of Rotating Heroes. Take it away, Past Zach. That was me transitioning.
And now presenting the Rotating Heroes Podcast.
Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes Podcast. We're here at the start of the seventh arc. Clockwise from me, we'll start with the person carrying on from the last adventure. You know him as the world famous, or at least regionally famous, food reviewer who saved Solinport from the clutches of the evil Volks family. We have Sago Glegg, aka Dan Lippard.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you. Happy to be back.
Dan, the listener will now know, as I say it right now, we had to cut out a lengthy portion of the intro where I just rambled on and forgot what I was talking about.
This episode will probably be significantly shorter because you've eaten up a lot of time.
Just 20 minutes retrying the sweating. Intro.
Yeah. Then you had to like leave and get some fresh air, you said. And
I walked outside going, back. Fuck. Yeah.
How are you? Got like in a fight with your wife. Ex-wife now, I think.
Yeah. Or back to fiance.
The warning was actually where you're my fiance now. I'm on thin ice, man. Dan, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy to be back. Love this crew, I gotta say.
It's going to be great. And I'm excited to be in this. We're in a physically new space to record.
Yes, new space. I'm looking at what you have here. It looks like you have learned how to write a movie in 21 days based off of your books.
Oh, yeah. I definitely learned how to do it. Definitely have that book and definitely know how to do that and definitely have done that. Yeah. All of these things are true.
You like Outliers? You like Malcolm Gladwell?
Definitely 10,000 hours. Yeah. There's, you know, what you'll understand about this room, it's filled with books, books that you might say that I haven't read.
I was thinking about this with MySpace. My books and my posters do not represent who I am.
No.
But they're just what I have. And it's like, I got to redo this.
You got a big Bob Marley poster above your bed, Farrah Fawcett, you know, beer helping white guys dance since 1842 or whatever.
Yeah, well, I live in a dorm still. and those are mostly my boys' posters. He got there first. So.
He took up the whole space, right?
He took up the whole space. He got bottom bunk.
Fuck, that's cool. Well, thanks for joining us. Going around second, you know, clockwise for me, we know him from the second arc. We know him from the third arc. Returning for the third time, we have the Loxodon druid, Grib, a.k.a. Jacob Wysocki.
Wazza!
Oh, it feels good to hear
it
that.
It feels good
again.
To say it. Oh. We're live in color, baby.
Oh, just...
broader than a Zoom screen, in person.
The last two arcs you were on, Jacob famously loves Zoom, correct?
My favorite. Sometimes I just sit on Zoom alone and I'll just wait to get Zoom bombed.
Yeah, I just hope that someone...
somebody types in the right combo.
It's happened, right? It has to happen.
Yeah, of course.
Jacob, it feels so much better to be here in person. I also hated doing this over Zoom. Things about that were fine and good and... I'm glad we did it that way.
We managed well.
We managed.
Yeah.
We persevered. But here we are not having to persevere in the flesh.
It's very exciting. I was late because I remembered that I could roll real dice, and I turned around and went and got my real dice.
You had to get them.
So sorry, everybody.
Oh, that's fine.
That's the exciting part of it. It's like, we can actually do it.
We're doing it. Jacob could honestly throw something and hit me right now.
I wouldn't dare. I wouldn't dare.
Well, it's good to have the sweet,
thanks for having me
the
back.
Sweet boy back. Let's continue on to our third and new person to this arc with a character that you will eventually meet, you know, with a name that you will eventually know. We have the real named person.
Cool.
This is awesome. This is really cool. Rekha Shankar. Rekha, how are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Yeah. I think we have a, you know, as they say, a murderer's row of participants this arc.
Is he calling us crows?
I was just thinking.
A murderer's crow.
I think I'm a crow. Guys, what the hell?
Did you see on Reddit yesterday, there's a video of a bear saving a crow from drowning?
No,
that's one of really the great cool. videos of all time, I would say.
The crow was drowning?
A crow fell into the like bear's enclosure, and it was drowning, and the bear like worked really hard, got it out by the wing, and then the bear just went about its day, and the camera person did a great job of zooming in on the crow, who was like shell shocked.
Like, whoa.
the crow goes, that just happened.
And this crow just thought it could swim? Or... Oh, that sounds heartwarming. I think I really need to watch that later today.
I'll send it.
Animals are friends and they do love.
Yeah.
It's scientifically proven.
Is that true?
Yes.
They love different.
This is part of that.
Who do they love?
I think that they can choose to love. Like they can choose to love, I guess, interspecially or whatever.
Wow.
I did.
Science.
I read a thing once that was like a bear broke into somebody's house. And then the people came home and it got scared, but it saw a teddy bear on the couch and took it.
No.
Is that serious?
I heard that.
You heard that.
I heard it.
I love the sound of that.
And that's why I've never looked it up to confirm. Mm-hmm.
Well, because we know a woman that broke into a bear's house and all she did was eat their porridge and sleep in their beds.
Exactly.
So maybe bears are a little better than
they
us.
They turn the cheek, you know?
Yeah.
The big ol' Charmin crusted butt cheek.
Yeah,
they did. We're recording this right after that big Charmin Super Bowl commercial where they really accentuated the crust.
Yeah, if you're listening
like
to this.
Like a random Stimpy close-up.
Yeah.
Just an extreme close-up of just graphic bear butthole. bear butthole.
Ooh, new Cartoon Network show.
We bear butthole. wow, disgusting. Let's get going with the episode, shall we?
Cool.
We shall.
Well, with that, let's get started with, as Dan puts it, the seventh arc?
What? Don't put this on me.
No way to know. Zooming over the East Sapphire Lakes into the beautiful gaslit city of Solinport,
we find almost a Gatsby-like mansion where a once evil man lived, but now is occupied by the grumbling stomach of a lion-shaped man. In your new dig, Sago Glegg, you have now taken over this house of the Volks family, the family that we now know was tremendously evil and tried to bring about some sort of hellish apocalypse to the city of Solemnport. After you, Nance, and John Daffodil were able to best this monstrosity, you found yourself in a town that was very thankful, and they, of course, gave you the three mansions they owned. While getting used to this house of yours now, it's maybe just more of a vacation home or a pit stop, kind of where you stop by when you're in between your food reviews. You, of course, are thankful of the townsfolk who are very appreciative of you saving them, but it's gotten kind of wild. Like, you can barely go outside at this point. You are mobbed by fans wherever you go, of course. And so you've taken to be kind of solitary the last few days. It's before sunrise, like early one day, when you are sleeping. Fiona is there. She's sleeping as well. But you just, in the night, begin to hear a strange noise. You just hear a...
Oh, man.
Honey, Fiona is like fully asleep in the bed next to you. Your beautiful hippopotamus wife. she's like, please just figure it out.
Is it your? Is it my CPAP? Is it my CPAP?
You look over at your massive CPAP machine sitting next to you in the bed. It's, you know, honestly makes a lot of noise, but it's become more of a white noise situation for you. They're not, it's more like.
someone on the ninja blender down there.
It's not, I don't know. I mean, do you have the ninja blender on a timer?
I don't know. I couldn't figure out the smart home stuff we got, so it might accidentally be out of time. I get up, I put on my robe made out of like the most vibrant Aarakocra feathers. It's like glistening, and that's all. That's all I can say about the robe.
About it.
Five more minutes on the robe.
Fucking robe, I guess already. And walk under the beautiful oil painting of myself and Fiona, like feeding each other grapes. That's like almost the size of the wall itself.
One of the local artisans, out of appreciation for their hero Sago Glegg, whipped up this portrait. And you know, like that was at the beginning of it before. Things got a little too crazy. You're like, I mean, obviously everyone's intentions are great, but it's just a little too much at times.
It's too much. I'm just trying to sleep, and I follow the sound. I take out my earplugs. I take off my like sleep mask, which I should have done before the rub. And
your rub's on upside down.
And I grab from under the bed. I grab a big wooden bat that I keep for protection.
You find this basically like a Louisville slugger from under your bed. You got your Aarakocra robe on, and you descend the stairs into like the main level of the house. Into this area. This is like truly the house where you just had this climactic battle. There's this like great hall where that dinner was, where the everyone was sort of Yeah, I forgot. literally the Rock was there.
Oh.
Which is a connection to this arc that I completely forgot about and did not acknowledge in that arc.
Interesting.
The Rock was there, of course. All the townsfolk were under this sort of trance while this feast was happening. And you've cleared all this out. Like, John Daffodil, obviously a horrible man, but... still a paladin, was able to cleanse that sort of the evils that were present in this room. And so it looks just sort of like an empty hall. Like, you've kind of put some stuff in there, but like that beeping that you heard and continue to hear, you hear doesn't seem to be on this level.
The fook. Okay. what is going on here? Hey, if there's like some sort of machine person in here, announce yourself.
You don't hear what you're saying?
All right.
I make a perception roll. All
right. 18.
18. Okay. So you don't hear like footsteps or anything. It doesn't seem like it's a like being. But you do continue to hear this beeps and you realize that they're coming from sort of the basement level. There are kind of these weird passageways that like, you know, you snuck in from one of the neighboring houses because this is sort of this like front for this big operation. But there are just like a regular basement and it dawns on you that like as John Daffodil cleansed this like room with his holy theatrical powers, he was able to remove the like corrupted nature of that gate, rectangular piece of metal that was the source of this like disturbing magic that you saw. It dawns on you that metal frame that was sort of the source of the portal that had this sort of like almost like flesh-like growth on it was like that was all removed, but y'all just stored it in the basement without much of a plan for what to do with it. And you hear the beeps coming from down there.
Oh man, it's the frame. well, I could use a little electrolyte drink anyway. I'll go down to the basement and grab myself one.
Great.
See what this noise is.
You head down into the basement. You walk past, you know, other posters that people have made of you, some busts of you. There's like just a weird amount of fan art.
And is there the one that's like the like bust of, what was it? There was one of like Ronaldo that looked really bad. And there's that
the
one,
soccer player?
The one that woman redid of Jesus.
There is
it's
like
that version. Was that
the potato looking thing?
Yeah, yeah.
There's like a classic looking painting that looks like a, you know, a grandmother found that's never drawn in her life decided to fix. It's not exactly the most complimentary portrait you've ever seen. you see your downstairs basement fridge and then right next to it the frame sits.
I've had every night before bed to get to sleep I'll get through a couple bottles of wine or a little whiskey, so I'm a little dried out right now. So I'll hit the fridge first real quick and I'll just look at my situation there as far as electrolyte drinks.
Yeah, make a perception check.
15 plus 4, 19.
You correctly identify the fridge from the...
Nice. Nice.
They're pretty similar.
Okay.
You open it, the soft glow of the fridge hits you in this dark basement. You see, you got Arctic ice. You got some sort of thunder flavored. A lot of elements in a bottle form.
Pull out the strawberry tornado. and crack it open. I drink it almost in one gulp.
This Gatorade hits the spot. Now you feel like you've been brought back to life. It's like a commercial.
I pick up a basketball next to me and I take a shot. Yeah.
Swish.
Yeah. And I look at the thing next to the refrigerator, the frame that held the portal to demons from earlier.
Yeah, you're looking at it. It doesn't have this sort of demonic energy that it had earlier. It looks actually pretty like unadorned. It's like just very basic, just kind of like, it's like not polished, sort of like a matte finished metal. There's like little streaks of like bronze in it, like almost like veins of bronze in it, but outside of that, the only thing you notice is that there is this beep continuing. You can find the source of that into the bottom left corner of it. There's just like a little light beeping and making a noise.
Just to myself for a moment, I say, well, I'm glad I have streaks of bronze on the frame instead of streaks of brown in my undies. And I kind of chuckle to myself. Mm-hmm. And then
how long does he chuckle?
About this.
Uh, Okay.
And then I look at the beeping thing and I inspect it.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's just this little like kind of golden light beeping on the frame.
I try to like push it like I think it's a button or something like that.
You push it, and as you touch it, you feel like a kind of a little static shock. It hits your finger.
Fuck!
And as you scream, fuck, you hear, backup power activated. And you feel the thing start to rumble in its place. You see cracks of electricity shock towards the center of it and create sort of a focal point in the center. As this thing starts to flash more and more, you look into it and notice that as the lightning is sort of creating what appears to be a tunnel in front of you, as this happens, you see all the electricity sort of fill up the frame entirely until it's just like a blue light in front of you. Make a dexterity and an intelligence saving throw.
Dex saving throw is 8. Intelligence is the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Intelligence is a 21.
Amazing. Like as this is happening, you know what's going on by making that saving throw. You know that something is happening here and it is sucking you in. You make the intelligence saving throw, but at this point, there's nothing you can do. You feel yourself, the feathers of your robe just start flying off towards it, and then you get sucked into this hole. Yow! As the yows echoes through Solinport, we're going to cut over to somewhere else. On a makeshift raft floating down a river, sort of a dark, it's still early pre-sunrise where you are, a sort of solemn, contemplative figure, completely alone, guides himself along a river with a long pole, completely by himself. Jacob, will you reintroduce your character and tell us what he looks like after what can only be considered sort of a downbeat?
A little bit of moonlight crests beyond the trees, illuminating. I'm at minimum 7 foot tall. Elephant man named Grib. Each stroke of the pole, you see his glistening biceps, stronger than before because he's been working harder and harder to get bigger and bigger, so he never makes the mistakes that he's made in his past. Almost ripping through his Aladdin-esque linens. The moon shines off his small gem on his forehead, and he wisps down the river.
Jacob, once again, what is your strength score?
12 plus yeah. 1. Yeah,
so you 13. Just described as if you were the strongest man. Jacob, I will. If you roll a nat 20 right now, I will give you one more into your strength score.
Yeah, cool.
Considering
that sounds great.
What if he rolls a nat 1?
I will take one away.
15. It's a no go.
Equally strong. Yeah, probably. Yeah, maybe glistening more, but as far as your character sheet goes, equally strong. Grib continues down this lonely path. It's been some time since we last saw Grib. He was journeying across the forest with his companions Rufus and Freya to save the soldiers of Fort Cutler. Upon doing so, they unfortunately lost Freya deep between some sort of mountain collapse into some cavern deep below the mountain. And then from there, had a yet-to-be-specified falling out with Rufus. Grib is now by himself seeking what he saw in a dream. Along the journey, entering the forest for the first time in his adult life, or the first time he can remember, Grib had a sort of a vision in the night where he, with the small flame seed in his pocket, touched it to the ground and saw the sort of root system spread across the ground and finding one fiery tree with sort of an elephant face on the side of it, telling him to come home. And that's where you are heading now. You know geographically what that looked like. You were sort of like had a bird's eye view of the forest itself. And though it's far, you've been journeying several days up this river by yourself. Grib, you are completely alone.
The current is kind of taking the boat, and maybe Grib takes a second to sit down on a little makeshift like tweed chair and he takes a deep breath and you kind of see his silhouette, and there's like a little desk. He pulls out a book and
wow, he's made it pretty this raft. Let me describe the raft if you don't.
So, you know, Grib's a gardener. So Grib made this raft out of like bamboo and gourd vines, and he grew it together in one piece.
Oh, so you like use your druidic powers to sort of create this.
Yeah, to sort of like enrich, you know, enrich the earth and create like a sort of like one bionic piece raft. And there's just a chair.
Gorgeous. There's a built-in desk chair.
Yeah.
Is it sort of a standing desk?
You know, like the lo-fi music poster.
It's like a little workstation.
Yeah, it's like it's just like a little workstation with like a slight view, so it's just, you know, you can chill and study or
you're just sitting there to ding, tick, ding, 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 ding. Some royalty-free music plays.
Really chill, almost meditative.
You of course have you feel your seed continuing to guide you, kind of when you feel like you're not sure where to go, it kind of seems to hint at a direction almost. And you continue up this river for a little while. As you continue down the river, around a bend, suddenly visible, leaning over the river itself, you see the top of what appears to be some sort of metallic obelisk. It is, once again, this sort of dull metal. Not once again, because you don't know this, but once again to someone else, this sort of dull metal with these sort of light bronze veins going through it. It's kind of like Leaning Tower of Pisa, like hanging over the river itself. Mm-hmm. And as you get closer to it, it seems to like kind of glow and charge up. And then suddenly you hear out of an opening at the top of it, you hear a voice screaming. And out of nowhere, what appears to be a straight up lion man falls 30 feet out of the sky. You are now traveling underneath this as this happens. Make a dexterity saving throw.
10.
Yeah, you, as you're standing there, this this lion-like form just continues to fall from the sky and slams into you. You take 4 points of damage. Damn. And Sago Glegg, you take 1 point of damage as you land on Grib, falling 30 feet out of the sky.
So this giant lion or tiger? Lion?
Lion.
Lion man falls on me?
Well, it's kind of confusing because he has these feathers. But it seems like maybe I get a chimera. Like,
punched in and I take a second to take him in. I go, and I thought I was a strange fellow. Oh, dearie.
Just got to pause for a second at Rika, open mouth, gasping.
Because you're like, it's hard to maintain the voice. I was picturing something really gruff that like hurts your throat. And it's like, oh, he's so mad.
Weightlifting muscles. That's what he sounds like.
Simply shocking.
Yeah, Sago, you have landed. You were in your basement. And now you are in what appears to be the early morning light of, I don't know, a forest? It seems like there you hear like kind of air kind of hitting these trees, breezes hitting these trees. You hear the flow of this water you are on. You feel these sort of like rocky, these hard branches underneath you and just the full form of this creature.
Oh, what the fuck? Hello?
Ew, oh. Get off of me, you giant lug.
Excuse me, who are you?
Get off of me.
Grib kind of points his staff towards him just defensively, not threateningly.
You see this sort of gnarled staff with sort of a burnt end pointed at you in your face. It's like hard to kind of make out what's going on. I think, you see the full form of the 7 foot tall, ripped elephant man in front of you.
Okay, I know what happened.
Let's just take a beat here. Let's take a beat here.
My CPAP stopped working. I lost breath, and now I'm having a night hallucination. That's what's happening here.
You think you're having an hallucination?
Well, yeah. I mean, look at you.
Excuse me. Look at you.
I must have conjured you.
Can I poke him a little bit with the stick?
Yeah, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I poke him with the stick.
And I'm like naked under my robe, so he's poking my naked butt.
It seems as if we're real.
Okay, ow, ow, okay. Stop it.
Who are you, Portal Man?
You don't know me?
No.
Okay, well, this must not be a dream. Because I don't... In my dreams, everyone knows me, because I'm famous in my dreams. And really, in real life, I'm Sago Glegg of the famous town-to-town dining show, Tavern Spits and Dives. Keep eating. Keep eating, baby. You never heard my catchphrase?
Dribb's really taking a second to be like,
Taverns.
And he's like looking at him and...
Spits.
Doesn't ring a bell. Sorry.
Well, what?
Thalgo?
What? Sago Glegg.
Oh, dear.
What are you doing out here? Where are we?
We are in the forest. We're in the deep forest on a river, my raft.
Oh, look. You are... first of all, I am almost speechless because you look astonishing.
Thank you.
You are gorgeous.
Oh, what? Stop, so, I'm blushing.
I know, well, I'm a little... I'm just awestruck.
Oh, wow.
I used to look kind of like you, and I've gained some weight because of my show. And, you know, I just, you know, it's not my where I ideally want to be because I was so cut and muscular.
I'll put this up to you, Dan. Make a persuasion or deception roll.
let's do persuasion. Uh-oh, 3+.
I don't think that plus is going to
help.
Plus 13. 20.
Yeah. Oh, 9, so 12.
Make an insight roll.
Great. 25. I did all that. Yeah.
You're not, you don't quite believe. You know what? If you're not telling, I think I might maybe did that wrong. With that insight roll, like, do you think he actually was ripped at a point? Were you?
Saga?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he saw himself that way, but yeah. Maybe, yeah, not to...
You're able to see the whole picture here. Yeah. You know exactly what's going on.
Yeah. So, and he's, like, currently kind of soft and flabby and stuff, like, not the biggest
threat.
He's
maybe not as fit as he was once.
Cool. Yeah. Why'd you let yourself go?
Oh, unhappiness. I lost the woman of my dreams. I've realized that, so, you know...
Oh, you're one of those people just opening it up immediately.
It's just been a tough few days. I'm honestly
unloading all of your baggage immediately.
I don't know if you're a drinker, but you know when you're drinking, you're hungover and your just emotions are a little raw. That's where I am kind of right now. Everything's kind of hitting me.
Feeling a tad fragile.
Even the beauty of everything around here is really something. Where are we?
We're in the deep forest.
I don't know what that means.
I've been grieving.
Is that the name of the location we're in, or are we just in a forest and we're deep into it?
Both.
What? So we're deep in the deep forest.
Yes. Well, I don't know the proper name.
Okay, I don't know how I got here. I was in my basement.
Okay.
It was a somewhat new location, and there was a beeping sound. I pushed a button on my second fridge, I guess, my fridge adjacent metal frame, and it sucked me into here.
So you pose no, you're not hunting me. You're
hunting
not,
you?
You're not
no.
posing some sort of immediate threat. You're not here to stop my journey.
I'd never dare to hunt a gorgeous creature like yourself. I mean, look
Grip
at this.
Grip just flexes every time he gets a little compliment.
Under
just
the like moonlight a... / rising sun, like, you see this like gorgeous glistening frame of Grip.
Wow, you must be strong.
Oh,
yeah.
Sounds like a sniper. His forearm, when he flexes his forearms.
Oh, yeah.
Kill confirmed.
Okay. This guy's awesome.
Yeah, I think Grib kind of realizes this guy's telling the truth, and it's not, like, terribly... He's not, like, a big threat. Friend, I'm looking for my people. And I need to assure that you're not a threat in that journey.
I'm not. The only thing I'm a threat to is a plate of chicken wings and a side of mashed potatoes.
You feel within you the fiery tattoo of Zwam glow, and Zwam pops out.
Great.
I'll kill him. I'll kill him right now.
Calm down, Zwam. What the fuck? Calm down, Zwam. Calm
I'm
down.
Gonna kill him.
So, Zwam is like a molten, he looks like a molten mushroom man. A little
who
tiny...
eats mashed potatoes and chicken wings?
Calm down, my friend. You'll have to excuse my companion here. This is Zwam.
Okay. Is he a part of you?
We are soul bound. He's a projection of my soul, I suppose.
Oh, very Jungian.
What?
Oh, this is like your darker side.
Yes. My shadow self. Yes.
What?
I'm not a Jungian. I'm older than you in many ways.
Swam, this is so. This is a tiger man.
I don't think he's a tiger.
This is a lion man.
Okay. That sounds more like it.
Sorry, I'll get it.
Look, I have just reunited with my beautiful, lovely, wonderful woman, Fiona, and she's going to be worried sick. She's going to think I walked out on her. There's a lot of relational trauma there, and she's going to think that I've once again stepped out on her, which I have not. I need to get home.
This just triggers Grib. The sentiment of, like, missing woman love just, like, completely... He just starts sobbing. I don't care about your story. I have my own story.
Well, look, I'm not trying to say that mine's more important than yours. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to trigger you.
I'm in a barrel of grief, and I've not been able to process it at all.
Well, you're doing all the right stuff here. Being alone, writing.
I'm desperately trying.
I keep telling him to bottle it up.
What? To bottle it up?
Bottle it up like me. I'm bottled up in his leg tattoo next to the Ragnaros.
So does he eat and stuff? Or what? Like, do you have to feed him?
What do you mean? Like, do I keep eating?
Yeah.
No, I don't keep eating.
Okay, we got nothing to talk about, brother. Look, I don't know, you know, what even, I don't know if I can get up there to the thing that I fell out of, or I
where are you from?
Well, I'm a bit of a wanderer.
Jesus Christ.
Just say a place, man.
Oh, currently, I was living in a new mansion in, Solinport. I'm Solinport.
Ah. Yes, I'm familiar.
Are we near Solinport? How far have I been transported?
We couldn't be further away.
We couldn't be further away?
We could not be further away.
Jesus.
You know the big lake? The far big lake?
The Sapphire Lake. The East Sapphire Lake.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we're further than that.
Oh, gosh.
How long has Grib been alone? Do we not want to sign a time?
I think it's been several days. I don't know how many, all of this has been pretty immediate, the different arcs. Like,
yeah.
The last arc started with Nance just getting back into town from crossing the lake.
Got it. Okay.
So it's only been, gosh, I want to say you've been alone for, maybe a week.
And how long was I, like, looking and searching before the fallout?
I think that happened pretty closely after losing Freya.
Cool.
So yeah, it's been about a week by yourself.
Yeah.
That measurement alone means that you've been journeying so far.
Yeah.
That for him to have just appeared here from Solinport is really, 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 like, there was some powerful magic or something involved. Yeah, you definitely see this, like, obelisk hanging out where it, like, over the lake.
Yeah.
You've heard of Turbine talk about things like this. Like, this one doesn't seem quite as large, at least, like, what is appearing on the surface as what he described. But it does seem like a similar thing to, like, even that ship that y'all found when the Red Rust clan was kind of excavating.
It's like
something
made out of the same material.
Yeah.
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 It's been a week. You know, I used to go from town to town just eating food and chilling and partying with people.
That sounds very nice.
It is nice. And then all of a sudden, I run into a woman with a bunch of dogs who wanted to make a chili, and a little theater man.
You dirty dog.
I'm a lion.
You dirty dog, you know Nancy!
Oh, yes, Nancy Reagan.
Yes! Oh, a friend of Nancy's, a friend of mine. Put her there!
Well, you know her?
Yes, I know the old
guy. Brother!
Yes! He hugs her. Why didn't you say so?
Why didn't you say so?
I mean, even the fact that I brought it up right now is...
Always lead with that.
Lead with what, mushroom dude?
Nance.
All right. All right, I guess I'll try that strategy.
You can't understand how easy that puts my heart.
Oh, how do you know Nance?
We're old pals. We traveled together.
Nance and I
kept her with the garden once.
I used to tend her garden. We traveled together.
I think she spoke with you.
Yes, she was with me the first time I killed a man.
Oh my gosh! Wow, you okay?
No, not at all.
Yeah, this is a pretty. This is
bottling up.
It's all the violence of it all. I do tend to really push that down and only access it when I'm being more violent.
Oh, yeah. That's like with me with eating and drinking.
You're a glutton, aren't you, my friend?
Hey, it's just how I'm known. I'm a party dude, you know, and it makes people feel good.
Do you think y'all would investigate this obelisk or just keep going down?
I'd probably like ask him about like.
So do you know anything about this thing? And I probably would do like a perception check.
Just make a perception check. Cool.
16.
On a 16, that's pretty good. Like, even that being pretty good, you're looking at it and you're like, this is so foreign to what you know about. Like, you're just, you can't really make heads or tails of it. It seemed like this sort of opening that Saga came out of even closed back up, and it doesn't seem like there is even a, like, you can't even see the seam of what even opened up.
I've seen this material before, but I've never seen it do something like it, what it did to you.
In this moment, I'm like catching up to myself, and I'm like, I just trusted right away that this guy randomly knew a woman that I named, and I'm feeling like a little, like, that's a little too convenient, and so I'm going to see if I trust him.
Cool, make an insight check, or if you have any other, like, spells or anything you want to do.
I might have a spell for it, but I think I'll just do an insight check. I'm hungover and tired. 15.
He seems to be telling the truth. I mean, as far as you can tell, like, it is, you know, the coincidence of this is, you know, absolutely absurd.
Wow.
But he doesn't seem to be lying about everything that he knows.
And I'll also perception check the obelisk. 9.
Yeah. Similar to Grib, it doesn't seem like there's any clear, like, you're like hitting the sides of it, like tapping on things, and it's just not reacting. In fact, it feels very dull and like it, like, kind of squashes the noise of anything you do when you like hit it. But outside that, like, nothing really happens.
I have to ask you one thing. Are you a man of magic?
Excuse me?
Are you a man of magic?
A man of magic?
Yes.
Amanda Magic. Are you Amanda Magic?
Thank you, Swan.
Who is Amanda Magic?
I'm feeling like two different questions from you guys here.
It's simple. Only one thing.
I am a
Are you Amanda Magic?
I could conjure some magic spells, yes. If there is someone you're looking for who is named Amanda Magic, that is not my name. So I don't know which question to answer exactly.
You answered both.
Okay, I guess.
Sorry, Grib, we'll have to keep looking for Amanda Magic.
Swap.
Oh, whoa. Dude, edit that out. Edit out that mistake, dude.
Okay.
We'll have to keep looking for Amanda Thwomp.
One day.
I think if then it's kind of like, I would just be like, do you want to press forward? I don't know how much more investigating I can do on this strange rock.
I mean, yeah, I...
It's like being locked out of your house, kind of. Like, you're like a little helpless, and you don't have your. You're just in, literally in a robe. You don't have your stuff. You have that bat still.
I'm trying to hit the thing with the bat, the obelisk.
Yeah, make an attack roll.
What's the attack modifier? Proficiency bonus? I'll
give you like +4 on this.
Yeah, 23.
Yeah, you hit it fucking hard, but nothing really. It just like surprisingly deadens to you. Like it's the material it's made of, like, is built to like absorb impacts. It seems like.
What a wallop!
Thank you. I'm sure you could really give this thing a go
if I wanted to.
I'll say you guys take about 30 minutes just whacking the baseball bat.
Thank you. Listen, friend, you will certainly die if you try to trek back. the way in which I came.
Wow, that was that challenging for you to get here.
It's been a hell of a trip. Snakes, bugs, vines.
What was the last one? Vines?
Vines.
Oh my gosh. Snakes, bugs, vines.
Very scary.
Okay, yeah.
Scary stuff.
I mean, I'm not prepared for any of this. If I get like a leech or something like that, I just wouldn't. I'd freak.
Make a perception roll.
18.
Okay. Yeah, you don't have a leech on you.
Yes, let's trek forward, I suppose. Do you have anything nourishing? I could use some, like, something in my stomach right now.
I pick, like, a fresh gourd off the...
Off a vine or something? Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe there's...
On like the some, boat itself, on the boat. It's, like, grown. Yeah. Like, yeah, you see this, like, amazing raft that you're on is, like, grown together, and there is a tree that is seemingly sprouting fruit. Because you have that staff that can make food, right? Or something like that?
Well, I have, like, all sorts of, like, entanglement spells, and, like, I can...
I'll say that somehow through your magic that is not too difficult for you.
Yeah, and I have, what is that? The Staff of the Woodlands.
Yeah, a, like, modified version of the Staff of the Woodlands.
Yes. Yeah, so I would say that there's like a little food thing, and I hand him what appears to be a very small but sweet pumpkin.
You have a weird little pumpkin.
These are my favorite.
Okay, thank you. How do you eat these?
Well, for me, you just kind of tuck it back and chomp them down.
Eats them in one bite.
I am a Luchthodon after all.
Yeah, look at you. Well, thank you, I suppose. And I'm actually going to cast. I'm going to cast Detect Thoughts on him.
Okay. And that lets you read, like, surface-level thoughts.
Yeah, exactly.
Does he make a saving throw, or does it just work?
Wisdom 14, I think, maybe.
Okay, make a wisdom save.
Or maybe it's if I probe deeper into his mind. Learn his surface thoughts, and if I probe deeper, he has to do a wisdom
save. So what do you think you would do?
Just, like, I can eat this, and if, like, there's anything, like, malicious in his brain.
Yeah, what is Grib thinking of in this moment?
He's, like, jealous that he doesn't get to eat this. Pumpkin. He's like, I really like, there's only so many pumpkins that are gonna harvest.
Yeah, you hear that.
So I break the pumpkin in half and I go, my man.
Very kind.
Yes.
As this Loxodon and Leonid share a pumpkin and continue down the river, you see the sun start to come up over the hills. As the sun becomes fully in view and it becomes day, you feel the terrain kind of change on the river. You see that you're now in almost like what feels like the High Sierras, like Sequoia-esque, kind of arid forest-looking area. The trees begin to get larger and larger and have these big sort of like redwood-like trunks. Mm. But you notice that as you get into this area, they also start to like sort of the needles on the trees go from like regular like to us like deep foresty kind of green to eventually they start to get a little redder. And as this happens, you sort of somehow within you make a I won't make you make an insight check. Something about this feels familiar. As you continue through this area, you notice that you have starting to see small signs of life, like of civilized life. Like there is like a fence, like the edge of a fence to your right. As you keep going further in, you begin to see these rolling hills kind of blocking anything else from view because they're kind of closer. And on these hills, you start to see what seems like plowed farmlands.
Oh, wow.
Eventually, you get to an area where you see what seems to be like a thriving farm filled with pumpkins.
I just start, my trunk is just like, just sniffing it, and it smells so sweet, and my mouth's watering a little bit. This is feeling very good to me.
From a distance, you see the form of like what looks like a humanoid creature tilling the soil.
Okay, civilization. All right.
So do you think you would have told him the deal with like the nature of your journey?
Yeah, I feel like once we kind of got going and as the sun was coming up, I was like telling him about the journey and like the grief of losing my friends and the fallout fight. But mostly that like I made these friends and I felt welcomed and then they're no longer here. And I looked and looked and they're nowhere to be found. So I decided to go home.
to your place, to the place that you basically have never been before.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And I guess I, yeah.
So you're seeking your home now, or this is your home here?
I don't know if this is my home, but this is according to my dream, there are some very similar vibes here.
Wow. I feel embarrassed, you know. When I was sharing myself, I just talked about how I found the Rock suit from Ballers and threw it on, and then the Rock was naked and he...
The Rock?
Yeah, the Rock, yeah.
My middle name?
Your middle name's The Rock.
My full name's Grib Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I just met Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
What do you mean, Dwayne The Rock? I'm Dwayne The Rock
Johnson. I'm in a
That's me. You're saying that you met me before?
Your middle name is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
My full name is Grib Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Your name's Grib Johnson and your middle name's Dwayne The Rock?
Yeah, I mean, however you want to break it down.
You're being insensitive.
How is that insensitive?
Amanda, cut it out.
I'm not Amanda.
When Grib picks a nickname, I mean, gosh darn it. When Swan picks a nickname, it really sticks.
You're going to be calling me Amanda this whole time?
Why? I mean, it's your name.
I flick him.
Yeah. Ow. It just does that kind of weird thump that like a hollow like mushroom would spores shoot out of the top.
Well, I guess I'm embarrassed to be on this part of your journey with you looking so ragged and unkempt and haven't combed my mane in days, and here you are. I'm sorry, you know, I feel...
Oh, don't... No. Please, the call to adventure is not a fashion statement. It's a state of being, a state of mind.
Oh, thank you. I call out to the person tilling the farm, and I go, "Ho, you there! Where are we?"
So you're like pretty far away.
Form kind of looks up and does like a hand gesture and motions you forward.
Yeah, I'll paddle the boat slowly. Slowly forward.
And I'm paddling with my bat also. I don't know if I'm being helpful.
But... You're just kind of, it's not doing really anything
still
at all.
You should remain a tad cautious.
Yes. Always on guard.
You kind of dock this raft on the side and are able to journey up this sort of farmland towards this figure.
Yeah.
This creature, as you get closer, you notice that it does have a similar silhouette to yours.
Mm. And Grib's heart starting to pound quite fast, a little clammy in the palms, perhaps.
It pulls out like a flask. It's been clearly this creature's been working for a while, like drinking some water and like motions you forward.
Could you imagine any bit of it? Little
see,
tiny
like stumbling words as you like continue up the hill to your face to face. With an older Loxodon elephant person, the very same race as you, standing in front of you, looking at you with kind of these wizened eyes, kind of like not quite understanding what the deal is here. Like this, this creature doesn't seem to know what's weird about this.
Yeah.
They like take another sip of their water, clear their throat, and go, "What's up?"
I never thought I'd be in this position before.
And he puts out his hand, and maybe that's weird to him.
He looks at your hand and he shrugs, does shake your hand, but goes, "Sorry, I don't know what's going on. What's going on?"
"I've only been me until now."
"Your name?"
"I'm Grib. I'm so sorry."
"Oh.
I'm Grib. I've never seen another Loxodon before."
"What?"
I grew up an orphan in a city."
"Oh,
sorry, I'm..."
"No, that's all right.
You have no idea what this is like."
My name is Trip. Hi, I'm just a..."
"Your name's Trip."
"Trip.
Trip. Insert I see a name like that."
"Oh, wow. Nice to meet you. Got a cool accent. I love it."
"Thank you, I suppose.
Yeah.
Can I meet everybody else?"
Oh, well, this is just sort of the farmlands.
Introduce me to everybody. Yeah, please.
Pompa Pumpa's up that way. Pompa Pumpa?
Pompa Pumpa. It sounds delightful.
The city, Pompa Pumpa. But we're just in the farmlands outside of the city, you know. Wow. I mean, that's amazing. Well, welcome.
Thank you. This is a new compatriot of mine.
Sago Glegg.
Hey, how are you?
A little discombobulated.
You see no recognition in this man's face as he looks at
you. It's Sago Glegg.
Oh, yeah. That's your name?
Yeah. yeah.
Sorry, did I offend you in some way?
I'm feeling like conflicted because I've been craving anonymity for the past few days. This guy Carl's been following me around everywhere asking
Make
if
a perception
check.
Well, actually, first make a 13. Luck check.
A luck check? So that's just a 9. No.
Make a new luck check. Right, cool. And let's just say, what'd you get?
18.
You don't see Carl near you.
I do miss him.
This man's like, this locks out in front of me. He's like, I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on, but nice to meet you. I'm sorry if I offended you.
No. And I'm like, maybe I can see how it feels to be anonymous here. Yeah. Kind of
he
feel
looks
okay about this.
Okay. Wow. Well, yeah, welcome. We give tours, actually. There's someone's about to run a tour of the farm if you want to check out one of the patches, pumpkin patches.
Absolutely.
Just come this way. You can meet the only other person, or, you know, there's a couple people nearby, but most people are in town, you know.
How many people are there?
I don't know, like a whatever is in a city, you know, like a... like a you know, it's one of those measurements that I don't have on hand.
Got it, yeah. And it's just been here the whole time.
Yeah, it's been here for a long time. The city's pretty old.
You're so chill, and I'm just having a fucking meltdown, man.
Hey, let it out.
Battle it up.
It's like, hey, oh, there's more of these guys in town, too, so just watch out for that.
Oh, more Zwoms?
He points to Zwom, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, don't listen to these things.
What do you mean?
They're dumb.
Oh, he's my best friend.
That's fine.
Can't tell you how to live your life.
I'm not going to say it can't be your best friend, but I'm not going to say that its advice is worth taking.
It is beautiful insight. I smell the soil that he's growing on.
It's deep, rich, volcanic, almost soil. Like, it's like got this sort of like... feels extremely nutrient rich. Like, mm-hmm. You're looking around at all the plants and stuff and all the farmland, and it's like, I think somewhere outside of Songport there are like farmlands and stuff, and you saw some outside of Fort Cutler.
Yeah.
And those are all fine, but this is something else. This is something like truly, truly good farm soil. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is...
I look at it, your microbiome is complete.
My microbiome?
If the soil.
Oh, thank you. I do my best out here. I'm not a druid or anything, but I'm out here doing what I can.
You've got me fooled.
I like you. Take a pumpkin in your hands here.
He just fucking palms it, just shoves the whole thing back.
Sago, you look over and see Grib's jaw on him as a basketball-sized pumpkin.
And I like the way you eat. I guarantee it.
It's just
what
so
does that
tasty.
Mean?
I just like the way he eats. I guarantee it.
As you guys are talking, you hear what sounds like someone starting up a tour.
Yeah,
nearby.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
this is a welcome that I could never imagine. I
really gave you a pumpkin, and I appreciate that. But yeah, just head that way, and you'll find the start of what you're looking for.
Cool.
And I need a bathroom and maybe just some pants or something.
What's a bathroom?
Oh, no. Really?
Just kidding. Just kidding. I don't have any pants for you. Sorry. There's probably a big pumpkin you could put your legs through if you want.
Hey, thanks for thinking I need a pumpkin.
Just for your waist, I'm not saying.
Yeah, I understood what you meant.
We can all see how big your penis is. You're not wearing any Jim Jones.
And I'm saying thanks for the compliment. He could have said like a little gherkin.
I gotta keep tilling the soil. I don't know what's happening here.
You guys head over. Yeah,
you head over. You come over the hill and you see the rest of this farm. Things about it are familiar to the farms that you've seen before, but also different. Like, they have like different. There's these pumpkins, but then there's also like a giant boars. There's an enclosure with a bunch of fucking huge toads. Then there's like some of the other animals and stuff. Like, there's like a loxodon doing something with a branch, and like there's this huge ass sloth in the tree.
So does it sort of appear like things are a little larger than
farm? Yeah. Just specifically the farm animals they have are larger. Like, you do see like birds and things. It's not like everything here is giant.
Yeah, yeah.
But as you continue into this area, you see what seems like a sort of a tour group surrounding a person. And as you get closer, Reka, yes. Would you mind introducing us to your character?
Yeah, this is she's a tour guide in the Pompapumpa area, but also in this little farm. I think, you know, she's strong, but she kind of walks like a little noodle.
Uh-huh.
Like, she's got no bones a little bit.
No bones.
Yeah, she kind of looks frazzled. She doesn't look like she like brushes her hair, takes much care of herself. She's really knowledgeable, really peppy on the tour.
It seems like one of those things where like someone got a like Groupon tour, like, or like an Airbnb tour, you know, an experience or whatever.
Are they all on little segways?
Yeah, they're all on little segways.
And she's not. So she's catching up to people. They're like, oh, faster than I.
She's shouting behind people as they're going.
Please wait.
As this sort of family like tears it up in little circles on segways, you approach.
Are the people on the tour all Luxodons?
They're all Luxodons.
And she's a Luxodon as well?
Yeah.
Okay,
cool.
So you see all these elephant people. You see this, like, shitty kid, like, I don't want to do this, Mom and Dad. Like, the mom and dad are surrounded, like, just like, it's going to be fun. We have to get out of the city and see what the rest of the life is like near the forest. You know, like, sort of like this tense family beat.
Yeah.
As you
be nice.
Wow, what an amazing accent.
Yeah.
Excuse me? I hear you. I mean, I basically everyone here sounds like how they want to sound, but
I'm glad that you like the way that I sound. I wish it wasn't so obvious that I don't fit in.
Well, you fit in a way if everyone sounds different, right?
Huh. I'll need to think about that.
Oh, hi. Are you here for the tour?
Yes. I've never been more excited for a tour in my life.
Oh, good. Hop on one of the segways. Don't go too fast.
You see that there's one segway left.
Yeah, I'll ride shotgun if you want to drive. Or...
I don't trust these things, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel like I'm always a little top heavy for these.
Yeah. You see Zwam get on one, and Zwam is actually handling it pretty well, even though he's like reaching straight up to hold the handlebars.
He's like a glove.
Was that the last one?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're walking.
You so walk with me. I don't get a segue either.
The tour group just takes off ahead of you. The three of you are by yourself.
Yeah.
So how's the tour guide?
I'm the tour guide.
So you know everything there is to know about this area.
Yes. Do you have questions?
I'm brand new, and I'm as far as emotionally, I'm high as hell.
Oh, that's nice. What's your name?
My name's Grib. Hello.
Hello.
Enchanted. And yours? Your name? What? Yes, I misspoke a bit. Yes. Oh, your name's Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were calling out that I misspoke.
No.
Gotcha. She gotcha.
She did. It genuinely did.
You look familiar. Are you that Amanda Magic girl that's gone missing?
What on earth? No. I don't. I look like a girl named Amanda Magic to you all. Did she look like, was she a lion?
No,
my name is Greg Slog, and I'm a graphic designer.
Oh, that's an incredibly lucrative career.
17.
Yeah, seems like that's his name.
And I kind of shoot a look to Grib, yeah.
Grib just sort of like nods.
Tips a big hat.
Yeah.
What a perfect a big hat. Name. Good for you. What brings you guys to this little farm?
Well, I've ostensibly lived in a world where I've been the only type of myself, and I had to come home. This is, I guess you could say, my homecoming.
Aw, how about you?
I'm sorry, I just got, like, suddenly nauseous just watching everybody on these segues.
Little kids doing donuts.
Please stop doing that.
I'm a little lost, I guess you could say, and I'm just looking to get some clothes on and find my way back home.
Ah, well, we can get you set up. We've got all sorts of pumpkins here. We've got regular sugar pumpkins. We've got scary pumpkins for scary holidays. We got bumpy pumpkins if you want those. And we do have big enough pumpkins to be pants if you need that.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'd love that. And I'm kind of like trying to figure out, like, are pumpkins here different than what I think pumpkins are in my life?
No.
Not at all. On the contrary.
Everyone around you is just like crushing pumpkins. Like so it's very much a staple.
You guys really like pumpkins. I mean, not to generalize, but around here, pumpkins are popular, I guess.
They're incredible.
Grim, for the first time, gets to look at another Luxodon after he's been like slightly slighted. And he's like, can you believe you just said that?
Kind of a microaggression.
Whoa. And it feels nice to connect.
I like pumpkins too. I like pumpkins too. It just seems like
yeah, I'm sure your friends with lots of pumpkins.
Funny.
You see that to the point of like what people are wearing, like a lot there are different things, but a lot of people are wearing these like togas. Like that is a weirdly staple of whatever the clothing is that the people wear around here.
In my travels, have I like experienced like Luxodon cuisine and met Luxodons and been to
almost not at all?
Okay,
it is very very rare to this to your parts of the world that even.
Than I am.
You're in, as Anthony Bourdain would put, parts unknown.
Wow.
Well, once I get maybe some pants on, I would love to try your cuisine here and see what type of things you all have to offer. Some of your proudest bites.
Yes, pumpkins.
Yes, right. Maybe there are different ways that they're cooked or...
No.
Okay.
Follow me. I'll show you towards the pants pumpkins. These are just our larger pumpkins. You can pick a big old hole in the top and make them into pants. And then I'll take a nice picture of you in it and your first pair of pumpkin pants.
Okay, wow. Do we hollow them out? And is there like a layer between the pumpkin and my...
You watch that dad just cut open the top of a pumpkin and just put it on. Like, there's no scooping out of anything. You just hear this...
Maybe I'll take one of the, like, wraps that you're wearing. Are those anywhere?
Oh, the togas. You can find that in the city.
Okay, wow. And so you're a tour guide here. Do you know by any chance how far we are from Solidport?
It's not a figure I have offhand or anything.
Is that like a catchphrase around here?
You basically, like, he says Solidport, and it's like he said, like, I don't know. Like, you know, it's like nothing to you, like.
I never heard of that place, so I assume it's really far away.
Oh, fudge. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I'd love to get a toga on, but I guess I'll try a pumpkin for now and hope that it doesn't get into my...
These are good. They're extra squishy.
Oh, God. I think you'll like this one, sir.
And I look at this guy, and he's like clearly like pretty proud of his wife, but she's ignoring him. the kid has no control over his kids.
My name's Tob.
Oh, hey.
Shakes your hand pretty hard. He's like, what business are you in?
Jesus. Hey, man. We're kind of trying to catch it up over here. So.
See my wife?
Tob! Gross!
I'm sorry. He gets over there and he's like, gotta get back to my happy family. They're nowhere near.
That seems nice. Let me get you set up. I pull out like one of the squattest, widest pumpkins and I cut a hole for you. So it's kind of like pumpkin shorts a little bit. Step right in.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Good as new.
Oh, it's exactly what I thought it was going to feel like.
Good?
I don't know.
As you put on these pumpkin pants, you realize in this new area, like the sort of the clouds part, sun is fully out now. You see in the distance, kind of shrouded by mist, in the distance, there is a very large mountain range. In the shadow of it, as the sun comes out, you see sort of glinting off of what appears to be a city. From a distance, you see the spires of different mm-hmm. buildings and things. It seems like a pretty grand city from where you are, but it is...
Bigger than Solemnport?
Yeah, bigger than Solemnport. This city is in the shadow in sort of a valley beneath what appears to be the biggest mountain you've ever seen. It is not a mountain, though. As you see, like, the top of it has sort of a little bit of smoke coming out of the top of it. That appears to be Pompa Pumpa.
Pumpa Pumpa.
As you're looking out, incredible. Though, as you notice that it is, in fact, some sort of volcano, the ground beneath you begins to rumble, and you feel everything start to shake. You're looking around. Pumpkins are falling over everywhere.
Very scary.
That guy goes, top just falls off of the Segway. You hear his elbow. He holds his elbow. He hit pretty hard. As the ground shakes, these birds start flying. All the animals start to go a little nuts. You see a giant boar burst out of its pen, breaking the entryway. Farmhands are everywhere trying to handle things, but one boar gets out. A toad pops out over its enclosure and starts running at the family next to you. A sloth falls out of a tree and grabs the mom and son, freaking out. All these animals, it's sort of like when there's like a natural disaster and animals yeah. freak out. That's what's happening right yeah. now. Craig, as this happens, you see this boar running at you. Make a DC 13 saving, strength saving throw.
11.
11? You take 6 points of damage as a boar tackles you to the ground. Everybody just roll initiative as these animals, you see these three animals around you are like inconsolable. Yeah.
7.
12.
10.
The first thing you see, as these animals freak out while the ground is rumbling beneath you, you see smoke starting to like billow out of that volcano. You see this one giant toad like and like hop away out of its enclosure. Like there's all these farmhands that are like managing the bulk of the animals, but this one gets out and goes right towards that farmer Trip that you saw early and bites him.
Oh.
And you see him just like go, gets swallowed, and the frog leaps onto the roof of the farmhouse nearby.
I was frazzled calling out the names of these animals to simmer down. Ginger Posh, baby! Ginger Posh, there now! Please, please!
Was one of them Cyrano? What? Was the last one? Was Cyrano the last one?
No, baby.
Oh, okay, yeah, I heard
now also Cyrano.
Ginger Posh, baby, and Cyrano.
Cyrano, yeah.
Ginger Posh, baby, and Cyrano.
That's the sloth, yeah.
And speaking of Cyrano, you look over and you see in this sort of bush nearby, you see these long sloth arms holding the mother and child of that family, and they're screaming like, help, help! And like as he's just kind of reflexively pulling them into him.
No, Cyrano, not again! Don't kill again!
Oh, no.
See this sloth's eerie smile, because who knows what a sloth sounds like.
He's screaming! Oh my god, it's blood curdling!
After Cyrano, Greg, it is your turn.
Okay, am I prone or anything from this knock from the boar?
You are knocked prone currently, as this boar is.
I was like asking if I had any homework.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You do have homework, and it is a boar standing atop you.
Oh, my God. Okay, I get up. Is that an action or a bonus action?
It is half your movement.
Half my movement. And is the boar like, we are next to each other now?
Yes.
It's like, and I take my bat, and I take a swing at the boar's head.
Ginger, no!
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, I've heard that she likes these animals, right?
Yeah, yeah, make an insight check if you want.
Okay, yeah, I'll do an insight check. Insight check 9.
It maybe doesn't feel great to beat him up, but also, like, it is a boar that charged you, so either way, it kind of makes sense for you.
Yeah, I'm kind of pissed that this happened.
if I can be frank.
So I do take a big swing at the boar. And it's a natural one.
Yeah, you throw the bat. just fucking into the sky.
Where am I?
You get feathers covering your eyes. Your crotch fully wet with pumpkin. do you do anything with your bonus action?
I guess I... How far away is my bat?
It's nearby. You just
grab it.
Okay, you get your bat back.
I guess I just try to perceive, if possible, like if this has something to do with the volcano or the steaming mountain.
I mean, I think yes. Is it
pretty obvious? Spoilers.
It's a steaming mountain. It's not a volcano. it definitely has to have like been triggered by that. Like,
yeah.
You can tell that these animals are really riled up because of the natural occurrence that is happening.
Okay, but so it's not like, I'm not perceiving that it's like there's some sort of magic connection between them.
No, it's more just that they're spooked. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Cool, so that is Greg's turn, after which it is Grib.
Can I look at Utto and then ask,
is this normal?
Yes.
Okay. then I'm going to pull out my staff and I click it on the ground. And the staff will cast Speak with Animals.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess, like, I don't know how it works. Like, would I have to
communicate with
them
individually? Yeah, like, say what you would say to the animals, and then we'll, like, maybe give you, depending on how that goes, like, a animal handling with advantage or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would just, like, smack it and then speak with the animals and just try and be like, calm down, back to your pens.
Cool. Do you understand them when that happens, when you use...
I can read it if that's helpful. You gain the ability to comprehend and verbally communicate with beasts for the duration.
Cool, so I'll say, like, you have to pick one specific one for the... To be most effective.
I guess the one that's being the most violent, which is the one
biting. Toad, probably?
Yeah, the toad, yeah.
Toad has a full farmer in his mouth?
Yeah. Calm down, everything will be fine!
Is that Ginger or...
That's Posh.
Posh looks up at you and it's like you hear in your mind and it's like, I got scared.
It's okay, I'm scared too.
I'm very scared
me
right now
too.
I have to eat anything that jumps at me.
Now put him down, it's going to be over soon.
Are you sure?
I promise.
Make a animal handling with the advantage.
So cute.
A 20 and a 22.
You see Posh daintily just spit out an entire Loxodon farmer and goes, okay, I'm trusting you, and just goes back to the pen with the other toads, safely back into their pen. It seems like they are no longer going to be a problem.
The toads are all animals?
Just the toad at this point, yeah.
I guess that's it for my action. Zwam is technically out. Can I just position him, like, towards a, like, I guess if there's, like, a... Is there a major exit that these things are trying to, like,
well, sort of farmland. Of? They're just kind of going in different directions. Like, the sloth is sort of just nearby, not moving, just grabbing people.
Yeah, I guess I'll just kind of plop Zwam, like, a little bit away to kind of, like, you know how people try and stop people from, like, leaving a door or something if they're playing tag.
Yeah, Zwam is on one side of the boar that is charged, Sago.
But I'm not going to make them attack or anything because I understand that they're scared. So
cool.
It's just, yeah.
Mitigation. Zwam's like... next to the boar, like,
whoa, no, leave Amanda alone.
Yeah.
after Grib, it is your turn.
Yes. Can I try to, like, I don't have a great animal handling score, but talk to Cyrano, the sloth, try to talk him out of strangling this.
Yeah. You definitely don't think he's, like, going anywhere.
Yeah.
But, you can get in there and try to, like, persuade him with the animal handling, or if you have any other abilities that feel right to you.
Yeah, let's see. I have plus zero persuasion, so it's kind of cool. plus one animal handling. Let's see.
You could, like, physically rest the people from him if you...
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I'll do that. So, not that... Just for people at home that don't know what to do. What role would I be doing?
You can make an athletics check.
Okay.
So I rolled a 2, but I have plus 6 athletics.
Let's do an opposed athletics for him.
Okay.
He's pretty strong.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just looking at like holding the person. Uh-huh. You are not able to get this little shitty kid out of there.
Okay.
But you have 2 attacks, so I'll let you make one more check.
Can I do? Yeah, can I use like a history check?
Sure, yeah.
Because I know him and his family. Yeah. Okay. I rolled off here. 16 and then plus 2.
What do you say as you roll this history check? Or...
Sarah, no. You know me. It's uh-oh. Okay. I've toured you on this. I've toured people on this pumpkin farm since you were a baby. Do you remember that? I fed you your first little bottle because your mom was busy. She was at work, and I fed you first little bottle. Do you remember that?
There's a sloth over in the corner crushing pumpkins.
Yeah. Your mom was so busy working hard, and she needed me to be there, and I was there for you, Cyrano. And yeah. I love you so much, and I don't want you to be scared.
I will say, because of that history check, mm-hmm. He is going to roll an insight check, which is natural 20.
Wow.
He knows you are saving him.
Wow.
Okay. You see Cyrano let go of this family, set them down, and just sort of like, go to be picked up by you, but it is a giant sloth, so you just sort of like if an 8-foot tall man tried to like be carried by you.
Yeah. Okay, great. I go, shh, 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 and I put a little pumpkin diaper on him because he probably shat himself one of those giant logs that sloths shit.
He shit everywhere. So.
Okay, great. Do I have any more? That was my...
Yeah, I'll say with that roll, you can just set him back into...
Okay, in his pad. Like,
you throw him back into his tree.
Yeah.
And he just hangs on.
Great.
So that sloth is no longer a problem. The only problem left is the boar, whose turn it is right now. The boar is going to charge at Saga. Actually, it cannot charge because it has to take its movement back to... It has to have 20 feet of a straight line to charge. So you see it backing up. You have an attack of opportunity, if you would like, as it backs up away from you to undoubtedly charge you again.
I have seen my colleagues now both talk down animals. So I'm like, okay, maybe this isn't the full battle I was kind of prepared for.
Your baseball bat, 30 feet away. Yeah.
So I, let me read suggestion to you and you tell
okay.
me. You suggest a course of activity and magically influence a creature you can see within that range that can hear and understand you. Creatures that cannot be charmed are immune to this effect. The suggestion must be worded in such a manner to make the course sound reasonable.
Yeah, you could definitely cast that on this. Normally with Attack of Opportunities, it's just a physical attack,
but I
think for this situation, I think you can, let's just let you go for it.
All right, cool. So as I see him backing up, I look at him and I grab my swollen head. I hug over her head and I go, I try to like telepathically communicate. And I go, you want to just go lay down back in your pen.
This boar is like looking at you, frothing, and then looks at its pen and it's still eyeing you kind of angrily, but then just starts walking back towards its pin. Roll to 13, has -2 as a modifier, so the boar just goes back into its pin.
Time for bed.
Sorry, sleepy.
Mud time.
It's like shaking its head at you too.
Sorry. It's mud time, babe. It's mud time, Ginger.
And the boar goes to lay down.
Wow.
You have successfully quelled these raging beasts. You look around. This Trip comes up to you, just head to toe covered in toad spit. Thank you for helping with that. You know, sometimes Mount Trunkus gets a little annoying and goes a little wild, and we have to, you know, keep the animals at bay.
But how often does that happen?
God, pretty often. It's getting more and more often.
For you, yeah.
Could I recommend bigger pens or ways to keep them kind of?
Can I recommend pants?
Trip, hey, Trip, nice.
How long do you think I've had this farm?
I don't know, man.
Three generations.
Okay, yeah.
Bigger pens can't stop spooks.
So for they can't.
A toad can jump 20 feet straight in the air. Where do you think I'm going to get that lumber?
I don't know. Yeah, but it just feels like three generations is a pretty long time to figure out how to solve a problem.
I don't know what to do, okay?
I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
Quit roasting me. Quit roasting me, everybody. I'm covered in toad spit.
You never look better.
Tour's over. Oh, thank you.
You can't. You're the one that cancels the tours?
I own the... It's my farm.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, yeah. He decides if I get paid. Oopsie.
he's like, all right, I'll pay you out.
O's catchphrase is oopsie?
Huh? No, that's my sister's name. But, you know, it could also mean oopsie. So it's hard. That was lowercase.
Were you both accidents? Is that what the idea is?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's mean parents.
Why would you ask that question? An absolutely
rude.
Devilish line
it's
of inquiry.
So rude. You show
Amanda,
up,
come on.
You show up on my tour, no pants, no pumpkin even. I had to give you one of our best squat pumpkins.
I didn't know this was one of your best pumpkins. I wouldn't have put it on his pants.
And then you went and fell on it just because a pig came near you?
I guess I'll cut you a deal. I'll charge you 500 gold for the pumpkin.
What?
Pumpkin pants. It's the best pumpkin we have.
And you still haven't paid me for the tour.
We were told that this was a sort of, it felt like a pro bono sort of tour.
Pro bono? How do you think I eat pumpkin? I need to pay for that pumpkin.
I don't even
pumpkins
know.
Don't grow on trees, okay?
Well, they grow in the ground.
I can only offer my services as I assume our currency
is, that a tree?
Is not interchangeable.
Okay, well, let's call it even.
I saved your life. That's good by me as far as currency.
Look, yeah, there's some truth to that.
I've never seen anybody get saved and immediately try to shill money out of the
500.
You see this man just wipe the spit off his hand. He was like, I'm embarrassed.
Yes, it's quite strange. You should be more welcoming to your guests. Speaking of guests, could I stay here a while?
Stay here on the farm a while?
I don't know. I mean, of course we'll press forward, but it might be nice to just have a home base if I needed one.
I guess if you... I was seconds away from kicking you out of here.
It's
but
fair, it's fair. Maybe
I'll
put us up.
Make
I
a persuasion check.
I live in one room.
17.
I don't have room for you two big people.
What do you mean? You have your own house that is 18. One room? Or
I don't
it's
have
not
like
a house. It's a room.
Oh, you live in a room.
I live in one room.
You can sleep in the farmhouse if you want.
Yeah, good by me.
Some of the hay on the ground.
Yes.
I don't feel incredibly welcome here, but I do like that nobody knows me. Ultimately, I'm trying to get home.
Are you Amanda?
No, I'm not Amanda Magic. Who is Amanda Magic? It sounds like maybe it's someone who wanted to disappear.
She's
was
gone
she?
Missing. We
yeah.
haven't seen
Amanda
her.
Amanda Magic? What? You've never heard tale of Amanda Magic?
Well, I've heard mention of Amanda Magic, but I haven't heard tale of Amanda Magic.
Listen, he does like, he looks around. Some say that Amanda Magic comes when you say her name three times under the moonlight.
Okay, so she's missing or she's not missing?
She never appears.
Yeah.
And in that way, she's sort of missing.
So what makes you think I would be Amanda Magic? It is daytime.
Well, it would be crazy, right? That's why I asked.
Maybe we're looking at the wrong time. Maybe the thing that people say is wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not
Maybe
Amanda
Magic is a lion man and appears during the day and you don't need to say her name.
So the whole story would have been wrong.
It could be. Stories are often wrong.
I just need to use a bathroom and find a toga or some sort of covering that will not get inside my genitals and butt crack.
Okay, you know what? You did help the farm, so Trip is going to help you out. He takes you inside to his little like farm, quaint like farmhouse. It is like, you start to notice that the actual buildings here, and you can see them in the distance, but they're very far away. There is sort of this like kind of like Greco-Roman feeling vibe to it. They're like more like column-y kind of in nature and like concrete. You see, like he goes into the back and he comes out and he gives you what appears to be just like a little toga that says Trips Pumpkins. he's like, call it square.
This was the biggest one you had?
I don't have a... Jesus. I'll be right back.
there's a he comes back out like a little while later with like a purple a toga that still says Trim's Pumpkins, but it's like a XXL.
Okay, thank you.
There you go.
And I put it on, and it fits me just as well as the Rock's suit from Ballers that I wore.
This suit is perfect. Yeah, the fit is perfect.
See, you're squared away.
Yeah.
I must say, I'm very excited to, I don't know, romp around, see the town, just kind of, I don't know, get my feet into some of this soil. Quite the smash introduction already. I can't wait to see what happens.
When I'm in a new town, I like to try the local greasy spoon. Do you have like a diner or somewhere we could get a bite and kind of see where the townsfolk hang out in the morning?
We have a gorgeous little pumpkin place. It serves lots of little types of pumpkin. Yeah, I could take you there.
Yeah, so I'm curious to see what a breakfast pumpkin is.
I could eat a breakfast pumpkin. You know what I'd love to talk to you about over breakfast pumpkin?
Yes.
This little idea I've been thinking about.
Okay. Big reveal.
And you won't know until the next episode.
An idea.
Wow, I'm on the
That's
edge.
That's the big reveal. The big reveal.
It's an idea.
I was like, nothing more specific than play? Just
an idea.
It's an idea. The big reveal. No, well, it's not just an idea. It's this little idea Grib's been kicking around.
Screenplay, book, invention.
It sounds like Grib has some sort of side hustle that he's figuring out. As you discuss this newfound big idea, or little idea for Grib, you look out in the city. It seems like things have the literal shaking of the earth is quelled. There is like a plume of smoke. Seems like it's not like continuous. It seems like whatever happened just was for a moment in time and then stopped. You see the city ahead of you and your path for you, and that's where we'll end the episode today.
Wow.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. That was very cool.
Cut that out.
Wow. That was the first episode of Arc 7, as Dan would put it.
It's what you call them all.
Still yet to be determined.
It's not sure. How could I know? thank you to Reka, Jacob, and Dan for taking part in this arc. Do you guys have anything you want to plug before we wrap it up? Dan?
Yes.
I can take out the silences. Or do you want to... Oh, yeah, I can follow up as well.
Yeah,
Dan, what do you have?
I'll plug biggrandewebsite.com, where you can get podcasts a la carte from my group Big Grande animated stuff. And probably sometime around now, we taped four live improv shows that we're putting on the website too. So
went to one of them. It was extremely funny, and I cannot wait to watch the rest of them.
Thank you, Zach. And thanks for coming.
Oh, thanks you for can having also me
hear,
to my...
Yeah, I'm sure you're laughing, but you can hear Jacob's laugh pretty prominently in one of them. So.
Yeah. Edit that out, please. I prefer to not be featured.
Okay, we'll take your laugh out. Oh, we're going to pay you, but...
Jacob, outside of your laugh, is there anything else you're...
You can just follow me on the socials, at Jacob Wysocki. Anything interesting that I'm promoting or thrusting into consumerism will be found there.
Great. Reka, do you have anything you're trying to thrust into consumerism with?
Yes, so many things. But the main one, check out Grand Crew on NBC.
Hell yeah.
Which I wrote for. And if it's not playing on NBC and you don't have cable, also it's on Hulu. Check
Amazing.
It out.
Check it out. A great, great crew and a grand crew.
And a grand.
I'm sure no one's ever said that.
Yeah. Well, you're first. It's fine.
Well, thanks for listening. And we'll be back next week with the Arc Bark. Thanks. Bye. Ciao.
Bye.
Thank you, past Zach, and thank you for listening to this Arc 7 of the Rotating Heroes podcast. And if you're ever curious as to why at the end of every episode Zach says, we'll be back next week with the Arc Bark, and then there isn't an Arc Bark, it's just like the next episode, that's because these were, well, previously recorded old episodes, and actually these are episodes that we put out on the Patreon in their full and glorious form, and then the week after they come out, we release the Arc Bark. So if you want to hear those Arc Barks, the only place to get those is on the Patreon. So head over to there. There's a link in the description below. But until then, I want to say thank you so much for listening to Arc 7 with your rotators of this arc, which are Jacob Wysocki, Dan Lippert, and Reka Shankar, with your DM, Zach Oyama. And this episode has been edited and produced by Zach Oyama and me, Jasper William Cartwright. Until then, We'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.